This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.
98.1 KJUG with Tom and Becky in the Morning. You know how, like, at the end of the year, like, you fast forward, pretend it's like in December, and the dictionary people, Merriam-Webster or whoever, they always come out and they have, like, this phrase or this word got added to the dictionary. This was the word of the year this
year. Social distancing will be it.
Okay, wait. So this is what I'm thinking here. What is the word that now is in our vocabulary that we hate more than any other word? Is it social distancing?
I don't know if we hate social distancing right now, but definitely will be, like, you know, that's a new term now. Social distancing will 1,000% be in the dictionary.
Okay. What about shelter at home?
Yes.
COVID-19.
I'm sure that that's already in the dictionary. Like, shelter in place is already a thing. Shelter at home. Yeah.
When have we ever been asked to shelter in place before?
I don't know.
I mean, it was one time in college, but that was a different story altogether.
That's not even
what
funny.
About coronavirus? Do you think that'll be in our... I mean, it's there. It's a word, but it's like...
It wasn't such a wide... And clearly, it's been around forever, but it wasn't so widely known. Like, I'd never heard of coronavirus before this.
I had not either. And now...
And, if, like, and I know I'm 90% of the people haven't, so don't act like you're so... I hate people that act like that.
Dr. Smarty Pants.
I know.
And by the way, now it's changing. You know, you see how the change is now because it's going to COVID-19... Because that's a particular kind of coronavirus. Like, there are other coronaviruses. I see you work in COVID-19. I got you. Well, I've got one, Becky, that I would like to add.
Okay.
That is my least favorite right now. And I'm still hearing people. Actually, I'm more hearing companies and reading companies saying it. But it is the one that really gets me. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Abundance of caution.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you freaking snowflakes, abundance of caution.
That doesn't bother me so much.
Like, my caution, like, my normal caution isn't enough caution right now. You have to have an abundance of caution. I'll see your caution, and I'll raise you a smidge of caution.
I don't see what's wrong with that. You're losing me on that one. Your regular caution isn't enough right now. You need to have an abundance of caution.
I do.
Yes.
Like, my cup floweth over.
Like, where you're like, oh, I'll just cough into my arm and I will wash my hands. That's caution. An abundance of caution is keeping your A at home. Sorry.
I'm not buying it.
Sorry, B.
I'm not buying it.
That's what it is.
I hate it.
I don't care.
It's like when you give 110%. You know what? You can't. You can't do it. It's impossible. Your caution is no more than my caution. You can't give 150% of this game. You can only give 100%.
You need to have an abundance of caution. Sorry.
I'm not having one. I don't want one.
Yes, you are. You're going to make people think that you're just out there doing whatever you want to do.
I'm saying I give 100% and I have caution.
What have you been doing to help? How about this one for the dictionary? Flatten the curve. What have you been doing to help us flatten the curve?
I've been obeying the people in charge by coming to this essential job and then going home and only going to other essential things.
What, like, are the other essential things?
Shopping, that's it.
Do you try to avoid that more than you normally would?
I am now, you betcha.
So you're having an abundance of caution, stupid.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. It's
that's
caution.
Exactly what you're doing.
No. Are you going to give 100% today or are you going to give 110% today?
110.
Are you?
Every damn day, 110%.
Really?
With my abundance of caution.
Good. I take your abundance of caution. What do you got? I got a full house. Yeah, well, I got an abundance of caution. I'm not doing it. So what, you think the word is going to be social distancing?
And flatten the curve.
Okay, because that's going to be our jug pull. Is it going to be flatten the curve or is it going to be social distancing?
I think it's going to be social distancing. I think flatten the curve will be in there. Those will be things like our buzz terms now.
The buzzword of the year.
Yeah. I think it's going to be social distancing.
I kind of do, too.
I just think flatten the curve is going to be another big one.
I agree, but this is why we do polarizing jug pulls like this.
Yeah, polarizing.
Which one will it be? Which will be the buzzword of 2020? Flatten the curve or social distancing?
Social distance. I don't even think it is... A competition. I mean, it's got to be social distancing.
Look at Bill and Paso. You're spot on, Tom. Thank you.
Well, I'm with you, Becky.
About what?
Bill and Paso, you better be practicing an abundance of caution.
You've just made a surprising sense, Tom.
No, I'm right.
Not just washing your hands.
I'll give 100% every day. I cannot physically give 110%. That's snowflakey.
You can't physically give 100%. You're wearing freaking maroon sweats.
All day,
that is
day.
Not giving 100%.
All day, every day. I get my hair going, though. Good hair. Jug Pull is brought to you by Farm Supply. Farm Supply, your local farmer-owned cooperative, celebrating 70 years of providing exceptional customer service and quality products.
I need to talk to you in a minute here about the lady I saw at Trader Joe's yesterday who was not practicing an abundance of caution. A worker. I'm very upset about it.
Oh.
But I don't know if I should be. Maybe I'm being drama.
We'll find out. Okay. Next, we got to check in right now with ABC News and see who's practicing safe caution.
Flattening the curve.
See who's flattening the caution.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With the number of COVID-19 cases hitting more than 425,000 worldwide and millions of Americans out of work because of the pandemic, Congress makes serious progress on a massive relief plan.
Overnight, Republican and Democratic Senate leaders reached an agreement on a nearly $2 trillion economic rescue plan, the third round of government funding related to COVID-19. The legislation, which came together after days of contentious negotiations, provides over $800 billion in support for big and small businesses, boosts unemployment benefits, and sends payments directly to Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters at the Capitol overnight that President Trump will absolutely sign this agreement, saying the president is pleased with the impact it will have. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
New York City, the epicenter of COVID cases here in the U.S., 26,000, and the rate doubling every 3 days, but it's certainly not the only place hurting.
This is Jim Ryan. Louisiana has recorded nearly 1,400 positive COVID-19 diagnoses. Certainly fewer than New York or Washington State, but cast against its population.
The state of Louisiana currently has the nation's third highest number of cases per capita.
Governor John Bel Edwards says his state is quickly running out of hospital beds.
City of Chicago has unveiled a plan to reserve at least 1,000 hotel rooms at 5 different facilities in order to quarantine potential COVID-19 patients.
The key goal with our hotel program is to set up quarantine and isolation units in hotels so that we can leave the hospitals to who needs them the most.
Samir Makhir, deputy mayor for Chicago's Neighborhood Development Economic Development. The death toll in Spain shot up by more than 700 today, surpassing China and second only to Italy, the pandemic spreading rapidly across Europe. Prince Charles is tested positive for the coronavirus, Buckingham Palace confirming that today. You're listening to ABC News.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-578-2400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-578-2400. That's 1-800-578-2400. 1-800-578-2400.
With at least 23 states now forcing non-essential businesses to close down, ABC's Daria Albinger says owners of those businesses have some important work to do right now.
You've closed your business, at least for now, because of COVID-19. Matt Miller says it's a good time to take a look at your insurance policy.
Work with their insurance provider and try to understand whether coverage could be available. Be aware of potential actions that may be taken by the government.
Miller, CEO of Embroker, which matches businesses with policies that best suit them.
Any business that does have a claim that they feel could potentially qualify, it's important to submit it and submit it quickly.
He says the longer you wait, the longer it may take for your insurance company to act. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Serious charges now against a man who tried to make a joke out of the spread of the coronavirus. Listen to this story out of Missouri.
Police in Warrenton, Missouri, west of St. Louis, took into custody 26-year-old Cody Lee Pfister and charged him with making a second-degree terrorist threat. Police say Pfister videotaped himself walking into a store and licking sticks of deodorant, saying, "Who's scared of coronavirus?" The incident comes while health officials nationwide caution people to keep a distance from others out in public and to cough and sneeze into their elbows to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The coronavirus can remain stable on surfaces for anywhere from several hours to several days. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
Grocery store chain Publix and Walmart both say they are making changes. They're going to start putting up plexiglass at registers and pharmacy counters to protect their workers from shoppers who may be sick. This is ABC News.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FRUITS.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, streaming on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.